You're listening to the She Boss Cafe podcast. In today's episode, we are going to dive really deep into an interesting topic, something that could make a huge difference on the accelerated growth of your business. I've got the most amazing woman here with me, Ms. Allison Chandler, who specializes in aligning your brand archetype for growth. Allison is a brand strategist and a designer extraordinaire, and we are so lucky to have you here today. Allison, thank you so much for bringing this topic. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Tell the audience a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. All right. So my background is in graphic design, and I've always used archetypes. And the reason why is because it brings more purpose and meaning into the work that I do. And I used to be like two steps away from the client when I worked in advertising and design, which led me to really start my own business so I can be super close to the client that I'm working with, because it's all about getting to the essence of the message when it comes to designing. And I didn't know all graphic designers aren't strategists. So apparently, hello, that's how I became a strategist, right?
I love it.
Yes. And when I figured out that that's what really lights other people up so much, and it really lights me up to do this work, I've really honed in on that. And it really helps people feel in more in alignment with their passion and their purpose in their business. And archetypes are just this super cool tool. And I feel like I'm coming out of the closet today sharing this because I've always used them, but I'm just recently starting to share with everyone. It's one of my tools in the toolbox because people love talking about it.
It is. It's a huge differentiator. And we were just having a chat with our live audience before we got started. And everyone in the audience had at least a cursory knowledge of what archetypes are. All right. So why don't we start there and go into first, what is your archetype and what does it mean about you? And then we'll talk about how we bring it into, or how you bring it into, creating a really strong brand for someone.
Absolutely. So we all have these innate archetypes that just thrive in our lives and really dominate the way we behave and who we are. And it's really incredible. There's 12 of them. I use the Jungian archetypes from Carl Jung. And he believes, and I believe, that they live in our subconscious. And that's something that makes them so powerful. So when you can identify the dominant archetype that you, whether you're creating a business brand or a personal brand, it's important to know what that archetype is, the dominant archetype, because it really, it shapes your values, your beliefs, your worldview, and it really shows your brand in a fresh light. And this informs everything in your brand expressions. And what's so cool about using them is it helps you eliminate the things that you think you should do, that you've been told to do, that don't really align with your archetype.
Oh, this is bringing up so many questions for me. First, when we think about just the archetype that we are, who we are as a person, am I born with the archetype? Is it something that develops over time? Can it change? How do you describe that to your people?
I personally believe it's just part of our makeup, and it's, again, in the collective unconscious. I think we're all born with this knowledge. Personally, I think that's a personal belief, right?
Okay.
So I believe we are born with these things. That's my personal belief. I believe that we can identify all of them, and we just happen to innately have one of them that's dominant in our lives. That's what creates that gut level reaction of things.
That's interesting. And that was my follow-up question. So if I happen to have a dominant archetype, does that draw me to a certain style of design? Or is it the words that are part of my brand? How do the two pieces come together?
Oh, this is so juicy. When it comes to designing, I mean, there's so many possibilities. You've got your messaging, you've got your fonts, you've got your colors. So one, there's, you know, and we both are very familiar with the story brand. So, you know, when you get really clear about all of those things, this helps you infuse personality into it and really differentiate in a whole new level. And I see you taking that in, and I love it.
Oh, that actually connected a lot of dots for me. So there's almost like this river that runs through me that is my archetype. And then I have a way of expressing myself that then marries together with that archetype.
Yes, absolutely. And you might be doing things that you like that might be based on an experience or your favorite color, but it doesn't necessarily mean that those colors express your archetype. But oftentimes, a lot of things are in alignment. Here's what happens, Susan, a lot with people that I work with and people that I talk to about this. Some people are trying to be all things. And if your messaging and your colors kind of speak, because they all speak, right? If they speak to a lot of different archetypes, it can become bland and just be unseen or attract the clients that you settle for working with because they want what you've got, rather than attracting the clients that you are meant to serve and who you work best with.
That is so cool. So Allison, given that, all right, do you look for people, like if I have a particular archetype, do I work best with someone who has the same dominant archetype? Or is there a yin yang that goes on? How do all the pieces fit together?
In my experience, you often attract the same types of archetype. However, it can be different. Earlier, we talked about how there's four main motivations in this system. Well, there's three archetypes per motive.
Oh.
And so sometimes I'm a magician. That's all about change, transformation, making a difference, just having big visionary. And the way we work is almost magic, but really it's because we work really hard on what it is that we do. And I'm a closet sage, which is all about knowledge because hello, I'm using Jungian archetypes. But that's not what my special sauce is. My special sauce is being able to really see people, right? Mm-hmm. And to really help them transform and become more of who they are and who they want to be. So the question was, tell me again.
Yeah. And it almost is becoming self-evident. The question was, do you attract people who are the same or different? And I would think that you would be extraordinarily useful to people who are not sages and not magicians, because you bring that into their, you know, fold so that they have that fuller realization of themselves.
I have worked with, I do attract a lot of magicians, a whole lot of magicians. I attract a lot of marketers, people who have tried all the things. And unfortunately, it's hard to do for ourselves. And they mm-hmm. see the value in what I do. I haven't worked with a lot of people who are in the order place. I've worked with some, which is kind of okay for me, because sometimes in that order space, like being super focused, and I'm kind of like circular and conversations flow rather than just being on time and being all about success and influence. Like that's the ruler and there's nothing wrong with that. But we all have desires. Each archetype mm-hmm. has a main desire, and I'm happy to work with any archetype. But by using my archetype, those who want to and appreciate and value what it is that I bring to the table, I'm more than happy to work with them. But I've attracted people in the connection corner, a lot of those, a lot of people in the impact space, as well as the space where they're exploring spirituality. And that's not religious. It's more about, you know, some people even call it finding their own way. That's like where your explorers and your rebels live in that space.
Interesting. So I know that if I were sitting out there in the audience listening to this, you would be whetting my appetite. Like, I would want to know who I am. But I believe you have an assessment because I took it, and I can't wait to talk about that in a second. But where is the assessment, Allison? Is it a quick link that you can give out here?
Yes, it is. Well, it's kind of quick. AllisonChandler.net. That's with one L in Allison. AllisonChandler.net/rockstar quiz. I know it.
Rockstar quiz?
Yeah. You'll put it in the show notes, right?
You know I will.
Yes, I think it's rockstar quiz. Yeah. I usually have like, I've given it in my talks. I've only ever put this out into when I'm giving a talk, and it really fits with my talk.
It does.
And that's why it's called Rockstar. Rockstar branding quiz is what's after AllisonChandler.net. And it's so fun to take this quiz. It's my intention to pack it with value so that when people get it, they can see. Did you read your results?
Oh, I did. Yes.
Yes.
It was spot so on.
Good. Which one is it?
I'm a ruler.
You are. It drove you crazy one time when I met with you and I was kind of all over the place. You were like, I need a structure. I'm a linear person, you know?
I know we were having such a hard time connecting. And it's just a perfect example of I respect the hell out of you because you are brilliant at what you do, and the beauty you put in the world is gorgeous. But when we were talking, I was like, wait a second, I can't follow you. Wait, I need it this way. And you were like, why do you need it that way? But once we got there, we got there. So it is, I think that's a really great example. And it really leads us to the point that you made around how much joy you can get from creating gut level connections with your best fit clients. So talk to us about that, Allison, and can you work through things like you and I were able to work through my rule, your magician. Is it easier though to find a best fit client when they do fit a little closer or aligned a little closer to your archetype?
So when someone's using their archetype, it's when you see something and you're like, oh, I want that. You don't care what it costs. You don't care whose it is. You don't care where it's coming from. You just know that that's for you. That's that gut level reaction that I'm talking about. Oh. It's that instinctual.
Oh, that's fascinating. I buy a lot of times based on that, like gut instinct. That is what I need. It's speaks to me. Those are kind of the words that I find myself using. It speaks to me so that now I know that there's more or less a connection point between our archetypes.
Absolutely. Yes. It there's something that you need in your life that is calling to and can help you fulfill that space with. Do you have buyer's remorse? Do you feel like it's always a good fit when you use that gut level?
Not always. No. Yeah. I get in there and sometimes I'm like, oh, this is what I expected. Mm-hmm. So sometimes maybe I'm overlaying my vision of it on top of it. And then when I get under the covers, I'm like, oh no, this isn't what I expected at all.
Well, there's a lot of ways to communicate. Not everybody uses these. And this is a way to communicate with integrity when you're using archetypes. And I'm not sure that everybody uses a system that is authentic and is as transparent, you know? Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about tying your archetype to your brand. Are there any tips that you have once someone has uncovered their archetype? Is there any tips you have on like, what are the next steps to doing almost like a brand audit?
Okay. Ask me the first question again. How does it show up in the brand? Is that the first question?
Well, no, actually the first question is once you uncover your brand archetype through the quiz, okay, now you've got a handle on it. How can you take a look at your brand and be able to see if you're being true to your archetype as you're
love this question. Okay. In your results, there is a section titled something about experience, you know, creating your experience. And there's an emotion, because that's what, for me, it's all about making emotional connections, but they're, again, authentic emotional connections. See if the emotion that comes out in that description, for example, I printed out my little cheat sheet over here. You're the ruler. Mm-hmm. And so clients feel admiration and awe when they experience you and your brand. And so one way you can do that is look at, you know, there's a full paragraph that comes with it, but that's a couple of the core feelings that people are going to feel from you. And I'm in awe of you all the time. You're mesmerizing to me.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
It is because you're a lot of things that I'm not. Mm. You know, and I appreciate, see it, and respect it in you. You know?
So interesting.
Yes, 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 yes. So sticking to the topic. So you can go back and look at your brand experiences. Take a look at your colors that you're using. If you take the quiz, check it out. See what those core feelings feel like to you. Research your colors. What do your colors that you're using in your brand mean? They all have meaning. Visuals are only a language. And what are they saying? You know,
can I just take a dive into that really quickly? Because I've changed my brand colors over the past 5 years. I started out with a very muted palette. Like, I would look at people's websites, Allison, and when I saw them being delicate and like muted and clean, it's like, oh, that looks so nice. And then when I created my visuals to look that way, they felt wishy-washy and the opposite of powerful, just like muted, right? And so I have migrated over to a much bolder palette that when I look at it now, it's just like, boom, I'm like, ooh, I like that. It has energy. It has like, and so I'm trying to see if that connects to the ruler piece of me, that like, this is the way it's going to be. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I see you as prolific and right on. And you are here to help other people get success, and you're very influential. That is all ruler. Okay. Now, there are many attributes, so many attributes that are kind of dedicated to the different archetypes. It doesn't mean that you're all of them. There's endless possibilities, but it's identifying what are like the few main attributes that you want to be known for and that your brand is, and colors help to represent that. And so I would have to dig in a lot deeper with you. All right. You know, to give some concrete answers, but that's the type of work that I do. If someone comes to me and we're working together, I can't tell them if they were going to keep their color palette or not, because we've got to do the work for me to decide if it's fitting.
Do the work as in understand their archetype?
That's part of it. Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's so much to it that we're not even covering.
I'm sure.
Yes.
You are fascinating.
Well, thank you. I feel like I didn't finish answering the question. Oh, okay. Look at your messaging. Is your messaging talking about what your results say? Or is it giving the feeling that your brand should give based on what your results are? Now, we were talking a little bit before this recording that if you take the quiz and it doesn't feel spot on, like it's your horoscope, take it again, because one or two questions can change the answers that you get, because sometimes people are still finding who they're being in their business too, right? And that's okay. You can also just research archetypes and go read about them. It's a lot about who you are for your clients and what your clients love about you as much as who your clients are.
That's so good. This is amazing. All right. I know we have an audience full of She Boss Cafe members that are dying to dig deeper into this with you. Folks who are listening to this podcast replay, You need to get into the She Boss Cafe on the first and third Wednesdays of the month so that you are part of the live audience. When we're recording, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. We're going now into a after party session where our members are going to be able to ask Allison questions. We're going to have some great conversations. So I hope that someday in the future, you all will be part of the conversation in the She Boss Cafe. You can join She Boss Cafe at shebosscafe.com. And Allison is in there, and it is going to be a good time. Allison, where can people find you?
I'm dying to say something. That's why I was just waving, and people who watch the video, I'm dying to share that I've got a workshop coming up. So not only will people who take the quiz get their answers, I've got a workshop coming up where we can really look at more of the how. This is more like the what. We're going to dig into more of the how in that workshop.
That's awesome. When is it, Allison?
It's going to be in April. I don't have the exact date yet. I had a date and then I realized, oh, that's my daughter's spring break. So it's probably going to be in that second week. And we're just going to turn those insights into impact.
Awesome. Awesome. For everyone that's out there listening on the podcast, we will have in the show notes as soon as possible, we'll update it with the date that the workshop is. If you happen to be in the time frame that it's available, it would be awesome for you to dig deeper into this with Allison. All right.
Yes. And I will send an email with a special offer to the workshop for those who take the quiz.
Oh, very good. Okay. Once again, it's allisonchandler.net/rockstarquiz. Again, it will be in the show notes. So you will be able to find that very easily, whether you're looking in the She Boss Cafe or on the podcast that's available on all of your podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. All right. We're heading into the conversation now. Thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast. You have an amazing, amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you all again really soon. Take care. Hey there, it is Susan again, and I am popping in here super quick because if you are listening to this episode before the end of March 2024, I want to let you know about a very cool event that I'm having. If you are someone who knows that you could be serving more people faster, all right, and here's what I mean by that. It takes a long time from the point someone says hello, in essence, becomes aware of you, through the point that they say, heck yes, I definitely want to be a client. Sometimes that journey, oh man, it takes too long. I want to shorten that for you. I want to get you to yes faster and more frequently so that you can have more clients and, let's face it, have more fun. I want to invite you to Getting to Yes Faster Bootcamp, which is going to be held on March 25th through the 28th. Here's the thing. I know you are busy. Believe me, everyone I talk to is very busy. So I wanted to make this as easy as possible for you to have access to some really valuable information. So what I'm doing is a video bootcamp. 8 o'clock, first thing in the morning, every day from March 25th until the 28th, you'll get a video from me. It's going to be a quick one. It's going to have some really interesting and actionable insights that you'll be able to apply immediately and see the difference in your business. I'm not kidding you. This is going to be really good stuff. So, in order for you to have access to this information, all you have to do is hit uwib.info/yes. No caps in any of those words, okay? uwib.info/yes. And you'll be signed up to receive this video bootcamp. I hope you take advantage of it because it is really good stuff. Can't wait to hear from you on what you think once you've gotten to Yes Faster. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.